Where should they go? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance. Across the country, there have been demonstrations demanding that overcrowded border facilities be shut down, that the conditions constitute torture, that children can't bathe, that they don't get hot meals. There are also charges of racism because one of the detention centers was on the site of a former Japanese internment camp. But what I don't hear from any of the critics is their plan for what to do when far more migrants show up than there's room for. Some of these same critics condemned Trump's idea to send the migrants to sanctuary cities, which made no sense, especially when officials in some of those cities were in fact ready to call Trump's bluff. Make up your minds. And I don't think the Border Patrol is some sadistic cult. The conditions at these shelters certainly look awful, but they also look like what always happens when too many people show up at a place that hasn't got any room. I admit, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't even handle Woodstock 94. Once the river of urine started flowing past my tent, I was out of there. So by all means, expose the terrible conditions. We have a right to know. But who really needs to see those pictures are the migrants who haven't yet left and who think that by moving north, they'll find something better. I realize they're desperate. Maybe they'll decide to come anyway. But they have a right to know what awaits them. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.